Hello.
Hi, this is Joyce calling for Local Splash. Can I speak with Adrian?
Speaking, how are you?
Hi, Adrian. I'm doing good. Thank you so much for asking. How about you, sir?
Good, thank you.
All right, it's good to know. Well, again, my name is Joyce. I'm your new account manager here at Local Splash ADN. I just wanted to, you know, say hello and introduce myself. Again, I'm the one responsible to making sure, okay, everything runs smoothly and help you get the best possible results. And you can consider me your... You're welcome. You can consider me your main point of contact, okay, for any questions, updates, or insights as we, moving forward. So I'm looking forward to working together. And also, I have a, like, quick update about your account, okay? So yesterday, I completed a deep dive into your account and current rankings. While your listings are fully optimized, Adrian, from a technical standpoint, the area has high competition with many established businesses. So to break onto the first phase, we need to increase your local authority. So what we need to do is to... So currently, you have 2 reviews on your Google Business Profile. The Google Business Profile, we are being outpaced by competitors. So we need to implement a push, okay, to get more 5-star Google Business Profile reviews from your past clients or from your past happy clients, and also. Yeah, and also we need you to send over any high quality photos of your recent work. Okay.
Yeah, well, for about a few months during the winter months, we really didn't do much of so right now we are starting. So we do have a few projects that are on process. So I am going to be updating those as soon as they are getting completed. So, you know, like I said, for the winter months, we really didn't do much. There is phone calls coming in, though. There's definitely phone calls coming in, especially through the, there's a lot of inquiries through Facebook regarding the ads.
Okay.
So I have been able to book a couple of jobs through Facebook. Is actually working a lot better. With the whole Google profile, what we've been getting a lot of is, like, advertising companies. People that, you know, look at it, so basically it shows they call from their cell phone and then they're like, oh, well, how's your advertisement working for you? So, like, oh, my God, you're another one of those. So it's like they ask you and they're like, so how's your advertisement working? I'm like, is this a sales pitch? Like, yeah, I was hoping we could work together. It's not a sales pitch, but maybe we could send people each other's way. I'm like, no. Goodbye. Like, just get off the phone.
Well, thank you for sharing. Yes. You know, those kinds of calls is actually, you know, unavoidable to get to get those kinds of calls.
Is what it is. That I understand. I know whatever is a spam, it definitely does get blocked. So that does work out well. I'm happy with that, like I said, but especially I'm happy with the Facebook results because I do have a lot of appointments that have been confirmed through Facebook. And luckily for me, I actually found some decent help through that too because a lot of people reached out that do roofs and siding, and I actually made a very decent crew right now that I've seen their work, and they do good work. So I'm happy with that. So overall, Facebook is definitely working.
Yes, it is definitely worth it because, you know, the ads, you know, will reach out to new and potential customers. So it's different if you just optimize it, okay? Because if it's just page optimization, you know, it will just reach your current followers, okay? But for ads,
right?
Yeah. So... Okay.
I have a question for you though.
Sure.
How does the referral program work with you guys? Or do you guys even have a referral program? Because a buddy of mine did his. He talked to me about who I use. he was happy with the ads that were coming up, and he goes, who does your advertising? And then I know he signed up with you guys. Liberty Construction.
Liberty Construction.
Yeah, Liberty.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Liberty Construction.
Emiliano is his name.
Okay, let me check that here. Emiliano.
Yep.
New Liberty Construction?
Yes, New Liberty.
Okay. Thank you. All right, so I'll make note of here. Adrian, okay, I can see that he signed up with us just 2 weeks ago. Okay, so how referral works is after 2 months, referral signed up as a customer, you will receive your free month of service.
Wow, that's how it works.
That's yes, cool. Yeah, that's how it works. Plus, there's no limit, okay, to the amount of free months you can earn. So, yeah, keep the referrals coming.
Yep, no problem.
Okay.
And then, because what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to have my father's business get that transferred out to you guys too, because what he's paying right now, it's just crazy. And the amount of ads that are going through it, I don't know if you can look it up. It's Celas Masonry, C-E-L-A-S Masonry, LLC.
C-E-L.
Yep, A-S. Masonry LLC. I still manage the business for him, but, because we had, I don't know, there was an issue with Google.
Okay.
There was somebody that was doing, we used to have a lot more reviews on Google for Sila, and then somebody went on there. I had no idea who this person was. And then I wrote back to it, and this person wouldn't respond. I said, I don't have you on my client base. We don't have no records of you ever doing work with us. Maybe you got us confused with another company, because there's a Sila Builders.
Oh, okay.
And I think the area that she was mentioning, or the customer was mentioning, we don't do work.
Oh.
We haven't done work in that town in the past 9 years. So then I'm like, I don't recall ever doing work with you. So this review is unfair. Please remove your review. And then nothing. Then I reported the review. And I was like, okay. And then they deleted all of our reviews. Google deleted. I'm like, what the hell? I tried to call Google.
But you were, cutting you off, Adrian. Yeah, but were you able to take a screenshot or was the conversation with that person recorded? Like, was it through chat?
I wrote back on the review. I replied to the review that they made.
I see. Yeah, because if we don't have a record of that one, we can definitely submit an appeal to Google,
Yeah, because before Sila used to have a 4.8 rating, and then now there's like 3 or 4 reviews that are, there's like very limited amount of reviews, and I just cannot get those reviews back.
Okay. Yeah, we could definitely help with that one, but yeah, we can, we will do our part to support. But I just want to set your expectation, okay, that Google reviews each flag item based on their content policies, and they ultimately decide whether a review qualifies for removal. But if we could give them, you know, like a screenshot of the conversation, you know, as a proof that you did not do any work for that person, okay, there is a like high chance, okay, that review will be removed. And yeah, but just keep on submitting appeal, you know, until it's like fully removed. But yeah, but the entire process will be handled by Google directly.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna talk to my father and figure out exactly, you know, what he wants to do with.
Okay.
With the whole thing. So we,
okay.
Yeah. So with the marketing, because I know what he has, what he's paying for advertisement right now, and the results that he's getting are zero. Like, especially the Facebook ads.
Uh-huh.
I got on the phone with the guy yesterday, and I said, Richie, what the hell is wrong with you? He goes, what do you got? I said, my dad is paying you $1,000 a month.
Oh, that's a lot. And
I said, you are charging him $1,000 a month, and then you said, well, he goes, well, I could do, you know, if we could raise your budget, if you raise your budget, I could do more Facebook ads. I said, dude, you say you have a lot of followers. I said, I have one click, and it's the same person every time on the CELA page. I said, no.
Yes, that's not good. You know, when doing an ad, you have to make sure that, you know, you market it to the right people. So it's probably it's not doing it properly. That's why, you know, it's not producing like more impressions or more results. You know, we expected for the ad to populate, right? So.
Yeah, I don't know.
And, yeah, with the $1,000 budget, like a month for the marketing campaign, you know, yeah, you should be able to see, you know, good results from that.
So, right, because right now I'm looking at the CELA page on Facebook, for example.
Yeah.
And the last ad that he made, it's like. Like almost 2 weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, dude, I got everybody that I talk to, they're like, oh, dude, we see your ads all over the place. I'm like, my ads are always active on Facebook. I'm like, and it's costing me $2.99 to optimize all of my ads. I'm like,
yes.
This is crazy.
Yes, all campaigns.
And I'm actually getting results. That's the thing.
Yes. Because, you know, that's how optimization works. It needs to be, you know, it needs to be consistent. Not just once, okay? There should be, like, someone who checks on the ads, like, every week. Because, yeah, it goes through, like, learning phase. So here at Local Splash, we do that like every week or every 2 weeks. There's someone checking on the ad, and then if it's not doing well, then we fine tune the keywords. You know, we select best keywords or maybe update the description. Okay, what best works for that campaign? So I'm not sure if they're doing that or maybe I don't know.
So 5 days ago, he made an ad.
Oh.
And then he made an ad on February 17th.
Uh-huh.
And he's not even using our pictures. And I'm like, dude, we got a ton of pictures in there. And there's one person liking it. Liking it, like zero interaction. I mean, zero.
Yeah,
and you go on the CELA page, there's so much content. And there to choose from, and I'm just like, I'm paying this guy to write Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from CELA. I'm like, dude, wake up.
Yeah.
He wrote the Happy Thanksgiving, so he didn't miss any holidays. So yeah. I got to give him that.
Yeah, because if the campaign is not doing good, you know, despite having, despite like putting $1,000 budget to it like every month, then yeah, he needs to upgrade his strategy. So
right now his strategy is literally, it is not working whatsoever. So honestly, what I'm probably going to have to do is remove access. For him, and just put a stop into all this, because I'm not getting, I'm just going to talk to him and I'm going to see if I can get my money back, because right now I'm not getting anything.
Yes. Yeah, if there's like, you know, I'm sure if you like put $1,000 budget to the Facebook, if there's like remaining budget for that one, maybe you can try to ask him if, you know, you can get a refund out of that, because if it's not doing well, then the budget should have not been spent, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, his way of things is, well, this is a set price, and this covers this, 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 and this, and then we'll do one ad, mm-hmm. one ad mentioned per week. I'm like, but you're not reaching enough people with this. Like, your ads are very vague.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Yeah, because, and also for the ad, he needs to make sure, again, it should be consistent, okay? So if it's like, if he's creating new ad like every week, then it's not good because, yeah, because again, when doing ads, it goes through learning curve, okay, for new campaigns. If he uses the existing ad, it retains the content data, the optimization, and you know he can avoid that. So
I got a question for you for AMA. If I give you the customer's phone number, would you guys be able to call and get a review for them and post it or no?
Unfortunately, Adrian, we cannot. We're not doing that at the moment. Okay, and I know that we need to work on getting more positive business profile, you know, to help further elevate the ranking. We have a new feature available actually on the local splash dashboard. It's easier for you, okay, to request review now. Okay, all you need to do is just log into your dashboard. You can go to the reviews tab. There is a request a review or request review button. So just simply click that, enter the happy customer's or client's name, their phone number. Then,
okay.
Yeah, you can send a request. You have the Local Splash app installed on your mobile?
Yes, I do. I'm actually looking at it right now. Why is there only two reviews? Because, let me see, who do I got a review from here? Reviews, I have... okay. Alright. So I am going to actually request reviews from Sagar Jen Panaru and Erica Arias. Alright, so I'm gonna have a few other customers that I'm just gonna send this out to and get these these things worked out.
Right. Yes, yes. Oh yeah, you can go to get the reviews tab and then request review, okay? There is a request templates there available also. So if you wanted to, you know, customize, you know, your review request message, feel free to do so. So it's just right before the request review button. Yeah, you will see the request templates.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and also I have already requested to our team to increase our posting cadence, okay, because higher activity levels will help improve the visibility and show Google that the business is consistently engaging with the service areas. So, we will continue doing, okay, what we get here, okay, and... I'll provide you a monthly update, okay, and also suggest what we need to do. And if there's anything that I need to update you about, you know, about something, I'll definitely let you know. And before we wrap up our call, ATM, do you have any other questions for me or any concerns about the account? Maybe you have some, you know, updates you want us to make on the website, or?
No, right now I'm actually, like I said, I'm happy with what I have, with the way that things are working, and I'm happy with the workload, because the projects that we're getting, especially through Facebook, I know I'm getting a lot of, we can't block that. There's a lot of people that click on it that are advertising companies or, you know, oh, how are your leads working for you? We can get you a $65 per lead. I'm like, no, because I know how many people you send that lead to. Because in the area where I'm at, there's a, as you already could see, there's a huge volume of contractors. Huge. And all these people get the same leads, and the competition is brutal. It is just brutal. And trying to compete with that, it's nuts.
Yeah, we do have some people as well, Adrian, just want you to be aware. We have some people here that reviews all of the calls here, okay, and helps block them. So, you know, we can minimize getting those kinds of calls. And also when the campaign matures, the quality of leads will improve. So, So we'll continue working on the account here. Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay. Yeah, you're very welcome. Well, we're just doing, what you're paying us. Okay. And,
I was paying a lot of other people other stuff.
But no results.
Yeah, no results. That's the thing. It's like everybody's like, we could do this, and then I'm like, I don't see the results. The thing that I was mostly impressed about it, and when Emiliano asked me about who I used, and I told him the whole story, he goes, really? I said, dude, I was going through hell for a year. I paid money out the wazoo to get these people to get my profile active, and this thing was gone within 24 hours. I'm like, that's all he took. He goes, really? I'm like, yeah, man, really. It worked. And then he goes, yeah, I signed up for them. I'm happy with it. He goes, I'm actually getting good leads. I'm like, yeah. We've actually been on a couple of jobs that we bid together. So he got a few, I got a few. It's fair competition, happy competition.
That's good. Well, thank you for sharing. You know, good work to your colleagues, your friends. It really means a lot to us. Okay, it means that, you know, more referrals, more business. You know, more work opportunities. Okay, you're welcome. So so that's it for me, Adrian. Okay, so I'll continue to monitor here and make sure everything is well optimized. And we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right, you're welcome. Well, you have a good one, Adrian. If you have any questions, just feel free to reach out, okay?
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. You have a good one. Bye-bye now. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.